You're in a group that's at the forefront of where the Holy Ghost is taking people in the earth.
Holy Ghost struck God in the earth today.
Third John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things. How many things? This is his wish above all things, that thou mayest prosper. Say prosper. And be in health. Say, and be in health.
And be in health.
So God wrote this. You understand? This is in your Bible. We take this as the inspired word of God. The Holy Ghost is the one who wrote this via John. And he says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. So what's God's will for you? Prosper and be in health. What's God's will for you above all things? Prosper and be in health. So if you're going to walk with God in the earth today, what is he going to inspire you and bring you to? Prosperity and health.
Amen. Yes.
Right now, you got to understand, and I can't go through all of this, but the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. Mm-hmm. Right? And you walk with him by saying words. Well, obviously, a lot of those words should be prosperity and health, because that's what you're walking with him in. He's God. He wants you, above all things, to prosper and be in health. Isn't this great? This is his dispensation, the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. Jesus isn't here anymore. He left and sent the another, who is the Holy Ghost. Whose dispensation is it?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost dispensation. The Holy Ghost is the only. Say only.
Only
God in the earth today. There is no other God in the earth today. There may be God, small g, but they're not God. There's only one God, the part of the Godhead, the Holy Ghost, in the earth today. And if you want to walk with him, you're going to be walking with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. I hope you're getting this. 3 John 2. What are you going to be walking with him in above all things? Prosperity and health. If you can get those three things right, I'm walking with God the Holy Ghost in prosperity and health, then you've got 90% of everything you need going on, and you got your doctrine straight. Yes. And you can't go wrong, because he's prospered. It's his will above all things. Yeah, you may have some of the other things messed up. Oh, you have something messed up? Are you kidding me? We all have something messed up. But if we have the only part of the Godhead straight, Holy Ghost, and we're walking with him in the things that he desires above all things.
Yes.
Seems pretty simple to me. Are you ready for this? What if I told you that our object here, our job, isn't to get people to go to heaven when they die? What if I told you that? That would run contrary to so much doctrine that's, well, when you die, we want you to go to heaven. That's not our object. It's never been our object. Yes, that happens. Well, what if I told you that that's not our object? That's not our job. That's not what the ministry is about, is to get people to go to heaven when they die. Does it rub you the wrong way? If it does, then you need to listen on. What if I told you that our object isn't to get people to go to heaven when they die, but to know God and walk with him in the earth? Our job isn't to get you to go to heaven when you die. Our job is to get you to know God, who God is, and walk with him in the earth. Doesn't matter what your doctrine is. Just answer this question. Will you go to heaven if you are walking with God on the earth before you die? Right?
Yes.
Will you go to heaven if you're walking with God on the earth before you die? That would be the goal, right? Our goal is to have people to walk with God on earth, to know him, walk with him, live with him. That's his goal. That's always been the goal. Not to go to heaven when you die. And guess what? If you're walking with him in the earth, the only God in the earth today, the Holy Ghost, guess what? When you die, you go to heaven. Right? Let me ask you another question. Will you go to heaven if you're not walking with God on earth before you die? So we got massive problems in what the gospel that people are preaching, because they're not walking with God. Will you go to heaven if you're walking with God on earth before you die? Yes. We can think about Enoch. Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. He was walking with God and he went to heaven when he died, right? Will you go to heaven if you are not walking with God on earth before you die? Some would say yes, some would say no. Some would say yes because of you know, what they call once saved, always saved. I got saved when I was 12, and then I didn't walk with God, right? All of my life I didn't walk with God. In fact, I didn't even want to think about it, and then all of a sudden I died. But some would say that I go to heaven even though I wasn't walking with God when I, right? Some would say, yes, you do go to heaven. That's why once shaved, always shaved. Some would say no. Some would argue. You could probably argue both cases. I don't care. That's not the point. Our point is to get people to walk with God on earth. And if they walk with God on earth, then when they go to heaven, when they die, they go to heaven. You get this? So our point has been, if our doctrine is, well, we just got to get people to pray the prayer, and once they pray the prayer, then we know that their eternal salvation is secured, doesn't matter what they do on the earth. Okay, well, you know, that's a rough way to go. I hope so. I truly hope so, because there's a lot of people that I've known that are that way. They aren't living with God, for God, or even know God. If I say something like the Holy Ghost is God on the earth today, they'd be like, what? I don't even know what you're talking about. Are you here? Some say yes, some say no. I say I don't care, because it's irrelevant. You're dead, right? It's not part, our ministry isn't to get you to go to heaven when you die. Our ministry is to get you to walk with God. So if that's true, that if you're walking with God on earth before you die, you go to heaven, right? If that's true, what constitutes walking with God? And this is where you have to be careful, and this is where our ministry has to stand and exist. What constitutes walking with God? If when I go to heaven, if I'm walking with God, I go to heaven when I die. If I'm not walking with God, who knows? What constitutes walking with God? That's what I care about. I don't care about the doctrine of, you know, once saved, always saved. I care about whether you are walking with God or not. What constitutes that? What is that made up with? What does that look like? Well, if the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, he's the one you have to walk with. Are you getting this?
Yes.
And what if you die while you're walking with him? Which your likelihood of dying is a lot less if you're walking with him, because he's so into prosperity and health above all other things. Amen. Right? You live longer if you're prosperous and healthy. Amen. Are you getting this? So what's easier, to pray a prayer and say, I want a soul? Well, I've done that. You pray a prayer with somebody, I want a soul, I want a soul, I have a soul marked down in heaven, right? We had a meeting and, you know, 30,000 people came up and we got all those souls. They just won. Now we're going, now they're all going to go to heaven. What's easier, to do that? Pray a prayer with somebody and say you want a soul? Or to get someone to know who God is and walk with them? Even like Jesus said, make disciples. He said, go and make disciples. He didn't say go and pray the prayer with people so that they can have, you know, a place in heaven when they die. Make disciples. What's easier, praying a prayer or making disciples? I would suggest making disciples is more difficult, but making disciples is more relevant to someone who's going to live with God and then go to heaven when they die. Are you getting this? So we have this message of the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. He's the only God in the earth today. And you walk with him by saying words. He's the person that came into the earth, and we walk with him. And if we know him and we walk with him, that what constitutes walking with God. You have to know him. You got to understand how you walk with him. And I've had this said to me by people where they go, you know, I've never heard this before. Why you? Why does God give you this message? And why isn't God giving, you know, some big name guy this message? I could name a bunch of big name guys that don't have this message. They have some other message, a lot of which is contrary to what I'm saying. Why me? Why me? Well, this has something to do with the call, has something to do with the time, has something to do with the time that we're in. But Holy Ghost told me this week. He says, no one worships me as much as you do. You think about it. Is that a big deal? Here we got God in the earth today, and no one is worshiping him as much as you are. Well, wouldn't that be, is that hard, too hard to figure out? If nobody's worshiping the Holy Ghost and saying, Holy Ghost, I worship you, and you are, what does that begin to do? It begins to bring you into a different space. Are you getting this? No one worships the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm not saying, I'm saying this to try to get you to understand what's going on here. Why you? Why you, somebody seemingly nothing, are you having this message that is potentially world-altering? Why you? Because I worship the Holy Ghost more than other people. You see? Go to 1 Corinthians 14. I've made this statement before, but you know, if you're driving down 95 or whatever route you're driving on, even on your way to work, if you go, I worship you, Holy Ghost, the likelihood of you being the only one right now doing that is huge. And you're on the ground floor of something that's immense. You know, people say, you know, back when Toyota was just founding, if you'd have bought the stock instead of the $5,000 car, imagine the Toyota being $5,000. It was like $5,400 when they first came out. And if you'd bought $5,400 of Toyota stock, you would be ridiculously wealthy right now. But we bought the car. And where is it? It's gone. But it's the same thing. You're driving down the road and you're saying, I worship you, Holy Ghost. You're in a group that's at the forefront of where the Holy Ghost is taking people in the earth. I hope you're getting this. That felt good. You're in a group that's at the forefront of where the Holy Ghost is taking people in the earth. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18. This is Paul speaking. He says, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. What was the effect on Paul in this instance? He became, and this, there was a period of time, you can track it out, where he went and he separated himself and he spent hours every day praying in the Spirit. God gave him revelation. He became the apostle to the Gentiles. He paid the price. He prayed the price. He speaks in tongues more than you all. Well, I've got news for you. I've put my time in praying in other tongues, and it brought me here. Are you here? I've spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours praying in other tongues, confessing the word, studying the scriptures. And he, the Holy Ghost, brought me here. And he said, I want you to use these words. I worship you, Holy Ghost. Say, I worship you, Holy Ghost.
I worship you, Holy Ghost.
You use those words, you're sowing to the Spirit
something that's never been sown before.
I hope you're excited about it. Galatians chapter 6, let's look at verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, God is not mocked, that means it's not going to change from this. If you sow something, that's what you're going to reap. Right? Well, if I'm sowing worship of the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today, what am I going to reap? Something that hasn't been sown before. If you know enough about Christianity and what's going on about, you'll see that very few people, if any, are even acknowledging the fact that God is the Holy Ghost and he's the only God in the earth today and worshiping him. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap. If we're sowing something that's never been sown before, we're gonna reap something that's never been reaped before. That's called a new manifestation of the Spirit. Are you getting it?
Yes.
God is not mocked. We shall reap. It goes on to say, we shall reap. Verse 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. What are we going to reap? New manifestation of the Spirit. Is that exciting? Is it up to you? Is it your choice? Yes, you can choose to either do this or not do it. You can either choose to enter through that door, you know, like a cow at a new gate sometimes. Heard that expression before. You can imagine the look on a cow's face when they get to a new gate. I don't want to go through there. That's new. That's not something I want to do. It's your choice. You can go through it or not. You can see that, you know, you start to look over the other side of that gate and you see how green it is and how nice it is over there. But it also means once you pass that gate, all the stuff behind you is gone. It's behind you. By the way, this is work. I don't know if you knew it or not, this is a lot of work. When I say I put my time in praying in other tongues, I put my time in confessing the scriptures, I put my time in studying the word, and you know, I've put years and years and years in being in the ministry under the word of faith and understanding these things, right? I'm not some novice. This is work. For 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself. Mm-hmm. Say thyself. Approved unto God. Who's God? The Holy Ghost. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. Say a workman. It's work. This is a job. It's work. Do you always want to get up and go to work? Do you ever want to get up and go to work? But it's a job. You got to get up and do it. And honestly, you know, there's times when I get up in the morning, I don't want to just wake up and say, I worship you, holy. It's a job. But you want to, you know, why me? Why do we come to this place? Because I've worked long enough to get here. You understand? Study to show thyself approved unto God, unto God the Holy Ghost. That'll help you out a lot if you, every time you see God or Lord, and it isn't specifically talking about the Father or Jesus, put Holy Ghost right in there. Because he's God in the earth today. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needs not to be ashamed, thankfully, rightly divide, say rightly.
Right.
Rightly dividing the word of truth. If it could be rightly divided, what could it be? Wrongly divided. What if I study long enough and I pray in tongues long enough and the Holy Ghost starts revealing to me things about the word of truth, even the things that I've studied and known? I'm going to start rightly dividing it. And that's what you're seeing here, which means there was some wrong. Is this making sense? There was some wrong dividing of it before. Otherwise this scripture doesn't apply. I'm trying. Go to 1 Timothy. Just saying, this is work. It takes effort. You apply yourself, and then you reap rewards. A lot of people say, oh, the ministry isn't work. They don't know what they're talking about. Because number one, they might see, okay, well, so you get up and you blather at people for an hour on Sunday morning. That is the least amount of what you do. You're studying before that. You're praying. And especially here, we're pushing into grabbing onto new things that have never been touched before. And that's effort. It's work. The Bible calls it work. Are you seeing that? That's what I'm saying. It takes work. It takes effort. This is a job. 1 Timothy 5. 17, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Ooh, double honor. That's twice as much. Especially those who labor. They labor.
Labor
in the word and in doctrine. What do you mean doctrine? Rightly dividing the word. You got the word, you're laboring in the word, in the spirit, and then your doctrine. changes, and then you get double the honor. You see, so it's worth it in the long run. You get twice as much. I hope you're here. I'm excited about it anyway. You make progress by paying prices. And what you're seeing here, when people go, why you or why me? Because I've made progress by paying prices. And lots of times the price you pay is sacrificing the good to get to the great. Everything's good. Oh, we got a good. It's really good, good, good. But it's not great. And in order to get to the great, lots of times you got to sacrifice what was good. And we've made a lot of sacrifices here. And the sacrifice is paying the price. This is work. And sometimes it's harder than just regular work. You Holy Ghost, praying in other tongues, rightly dividing the word, letting the Holy Ghost rightly divide the word, which might be completely different than what you thought it was before. Are you here? Extracting the new. You know what's a sad thing about the new is it's rejected by the old. That's part of the price. That's part of paying the price. That's one of the prices that you have to pay if you're going to embrace the new, is that the old rejects you. What are you going to do? We shall reap if we faint not. So we've been sowing the new. Say, we've been sowing the new.
We've been sowing.
What are we going to reap?
The new.
The new. So not only are we just reaping a new manifestation of the Spirit, because we sowed new seed, but we're reaping a whole new class of people. Ha 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 ha. Are you hearing this? We're reaping a whole new class of people. Not people that die and go to heaven. Although they do, if they die, they go to heaven. Understand? That's why I started out here. We're reaping a whole new class of people. To which those who don't use the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost, won't be privy to. They're not privy to that class. They can't go in there. Have I preached on this before? If you don't worship the Holy Ghost doesn't let you in to these places. Do you want to go in the places? Yes. Philippians 3:3 says, we are of the circumcision which worship God. It says in the Spirit. But those two, let's look over there quickly. A whole new class of people. A privileged class, right? If somebody can do something and have something that other people can't, they're a privileged class. They're privileged to have something and do something that the other people are not. A privileged class. Citizens of a privileged class. Should be that way in the United States. There should be certain privileges that are granted to citizens that aren't granted to illegal aliens. Philippians 3:3. We are the circumcision which worship God. And, you know, I'm not going to spend much time here, but the circumcision means we're circumcised in the heart. We are of the circumcision which worship God. Now, God, remember I told you, what should you put there? If, just to help you out, if it's not specifically talking about the Father or Jesus, you put Holy Ghost there. I don't even have to do that because that's exactly what it says. We are of the circumcision which worship God. The in the is just two little descriptive words that really aren't even in there in the Greek. It just says God, Spirit. Theos pneuma in the Greek. We are of the circumcision which worship Theos pneuma. We worship the Spirit of God. Are you here? We're of a different class, a privileged class that worship the Holy Ghost, who is God. You getting this? It takes a while. Has it taken a while to get here? Yes. Has it taken work to get here? Has it taken striving in the Spirit, working in the Spirit, laboring in the Spirit to get us here? Yes. Well, we're going to reap something that other people can't reap if we faint not. Are you getting this? A privileged class. What would you call a class? You would call that a society. right? A privileged society, somebody set apart, the chosen few. And as I've preached on before, it's not just that you've been chosen by God, it's that you chose God. You chose. You choose to go here. Anyone can choose to go there by using their mouth and saying, I worship you, Holy Ghost, your God in the earth today, and learning about him and walking with him in the earth. What's the end result of that? If you die, you go to heaven. But the present result, say present result, the present result of that is you get to walk with God in the earth today, which is what we're called to bring people to. Are you getting this? And what happens to you as you begin to say, I worship you, Holy Ghost? He begins to reorganize your doctrine. He gets you to begin thinking straight. Say, thinking straight.
Thinking straight.
Which means before, you were thinking crooked. You had crooked thoughts about stuff. Crooked. Say, I'm not a crook. Right? You had crooked thoughts. Now your thoughts are thinking straight. I can't tell you it wasn't thinking straight any more than you are. God is the Holy Ghost in the earth, and you walk with him, and he prospers you and keeps you healthy above all things. Everything else is secondary. Did he say, and then you die and go to heaven? He said that would be secondary. You see, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 5, and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Say, powers,
powers
of the world,
of the world
to come.
To come.
What are powers of the world to come? They would be powers that you would use in the future, powers that you probably weren't using in the past, but you could use now to take you to the future. Because he's saying you're tasted of the good word of God, tasted of the powers of the world to come. One of the powers of the world to come was, I worship you, Holy Ghost. Why? Because you will be worshiping God in heaven. Everybody knows that. You go to heaven, what? You're gonna stop worshiping God? No, you're gonna worship God. Oh, the Holy Ghost is God. You're gonna worship him. That's the power of the world to come. God like faith, speaking words, having them come to pass. That's not gonna end. That's going to continue. That's a power of the world to come. Your name is a power of the world to come. You remember that message? That's a freaky one. Ooh, my name. Yeah, your name is written in heaven. On earth, you use Jesus's name. You get it? So your name is a power of the world to come. That's a tough one for people to, but when you say, I worship you, Holy Ghost, there's an I in there, by the way. It's your I. You stuck your eye in there. I, Andrew Hemstrott, worship you, Holy Ghost, power of the world to come. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, now we're bumping into another one. And I'm obviously not going to have all that time to spend on it today. But when we talk about thinking straight, people thinking straight, I worship you, Holy Ghost. Guess what? You're going to have straight thinking when you get to heaven. You understand that? It's a power of the world to come. The world to come is where we're going. It's in the future. It's ahead of us. We should be heading in that direction. You understand?
Yes.
There's nobody that wakes up in the morning and goes back to yesterday. They're going towards the future. Romans chapter 12, let's look at verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. God who? God the Holy Ghost, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. God who? God the Holy Ghost. Why God the Holy Ghost? Because he's the only part of the Godhead in the earth today. He's the one that you're walking with. You're presenting your body to him, right?
Yes.
Which is your reasonable service. These words can be translated spiritual worship. What part of your body is the most important that you present to God? I don't care if you're walking in prosperity and health, which is his will above all other things. What's the one part of your body that you need to present yourself that you're either justified by or condemned by? What part? Your words, your tongue. Is your tongue part of your body? Your tongue is part of your body. You present your body to God, the Holy Ghost, spiritual worship. If you were to present, let me just ask you, if you were to present your tongue to God as part of spiritual worship, what do you think you'd be doing with your tongue? Would you lay it down five times a day on a carpet and head towards Mecca? That's disgusting. A little tongue carpet. Maybe we should do that. You know, this is how we do things. No. No, you're going to present your tongue to God as part of your spiritual worship. What would that be? You'd be saying something. I worship you, Holy Ghost. Are you here? Did it take time to get here? Did it take labor to get here? Was it work to get here? Yeah. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God the Holy Ghost, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. Ooh, is it holy to say I worship you, Holy Ghost? Yeah. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service or spiritual worship. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Now, transformed. If I'm doing that, I'm presenting my tongue to the Holy Ghost and worshiping him by using the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost. You follow me? And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Something's going to begin transforming. It transforms into something it wasn't before. Something, say something it wasn't before. It transforms into something. But be ye transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. Your mind gets renewed. Your mind gets transformed. Say, my mind gets transformed into something else. Something else that it wasn't before. Are you getting this? When does this happen? When you say, I worship you, Holy Ghost, out your mouth and do it a lot, you're presenting your tongue to God, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God the Holy Ghost, which is your spiritual worship. And your mind gets to be transformed. Ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good. Say good.
Good.
And acceptable. Say acceptable.
Acceptable.
And perfect. Say perfect.
Perfect.
Three levels, right? Mm-hmm. Good is good. Acceptable is another level. And then perfect is the perfect will of God the Holy Ghost. Your mind is being, say my mind.
My mind.
Your mind is being transformed from good to acceptable to perfect. Now, good is good. Acceptable, I will liken it unto this. You can say, like with the word of faith. The word of faith will work if I confess something scriptural, and it'll work even with my mind not engaged in it. In fact, it works better that way sometimes, I've found. Because your mind wants to go, eh, that'll never come to pass. You'll never make it. In fact, you're failing right now, and everybody hates you. Your mind says all kinds of stuff. Well, you get to turn it off. Thank God for tongues, praying in tongues, because when you pray in tongues, your mind's not active, right? It bears no fruit. You can just shut it off, put it on the back shelf. That's not what this is talking about, though. He's saying your mind is going to be changed into something else. I'm talking about a power of the world to come. I hope you're here. Be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable. Is it acceptable to have the word of God, especially in prosperity and health, come to pass regardless of what your mind has been doing? I had enough mental knowledge to be able to take a verse of scripture, my God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory, and confess it by faith without my mind even worrying about it. By Jesus' stripes I was healed. Sickness cannot stay in my body. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I can do that, and then my mind, I don't really have to worry too much about it, because it's not what I'm using in the acceptable realm. Say the acceptable realm. It's acceptable that you do that, and then you reap the healing or the prosperity. It's acceptable. But is that the perfect will of God? Not if he's saying your mind is going to be transformed. Your mind is going to be renewed. Are you here? So your words would be acceptable, sans mind. That's how I wrote it down here, meaning without your mind having to be engaged in all the time. The perfect is when your thoughts are perfected. It's part of the crossover powers. Your mind, when you go to heaven, if you've crossed over, your mind is going to be, oh, right? We will know even as we are known. Your mind gets transformed to the place, especially when I worship you, Holy Ghost. I use those words. You go from good to acceptable to perfect. Your mind gets perfected, the renewing, the transforming of your mind to where you think something and it happens. That's a power of the world to come. Most people will be like, ah, what do you mean? I think something and it happens. Or I desire something. The Bible talks about the desires of your heart, right? You think about it and it happens. Difficult to preach on because people go, oh, the mind science says. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in that place of when you worship the Holy Ghost and your mind is being renewed and transformed into something else, you can just think of something and it happens. Guess what it's going to be a lot like in heaven? You're just going to think, man, I would like to go over there for a coolie. If they have those in heaven, they probably do. And where are you going to go? Over there and have a coolie. Whatever a coolie is. Are you getting it? Now people go, what? As long as you put that off to heaven, that's fine. But if I start saying powers of the world to come, and we're tasting, I don't know if you've tasted it or not yet, but you get into that space of I worship you, Holy Ghost, you just think about something and it comes to pass. That's a next level. You understand? That's a power of the world to come. You think something and it happens. You go, oh, I was thinking about getting one of those. I was thinking about having that. And all of a sudden, it just shows up. What is that? That's some next level stuff, brother. Yeah, that's a power of the world to come that you're beginning to experience. And you will, listen to me, you will experience it if you worship the Holy Ghost. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your spiritual worship. You're presenting your tongue in spiritual worship to the Holy Ghost. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transforming your mind from good, acceptable, to the perfect will of God. Are you seeing this? I thought about it, and it happened. Is a power of the world to come. How do you get there? From going from good to acceptable to perfect. It doesn't mean you sit there like people are gonna get squirrely with this. I'm gonna try to use my mind to flip the pages of this Bible or do something like that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being in that place of worshiping the Holy Ghost where you're able to go a different class of people, a different society of people, a different privileged people, a privileged place. Say a privileged place. A privileged place in your walk with God in the earth today where you just think something and it happens. Manifestation of the sons of God in the earth. Manifestation of heaven on earth. That's where you're going. That's the future. Are you getting it? Are you willing to go there? I'm telling you, that's what's there. I've had it happen. I know it's there. It's going to happen for you. You just got to keep going. Keep sowing to the Spirit and of the Spirit reap. You're sowing a new genetic code which will take you farther. I realize people can get flaky with this, but they're flaky already. Right? Did I say you don't do the things, you don't do the good, you don't do the acceptable anymore? Are you kidding me? No. But as you're worshiping the Holy Ghost, new things, say new things. New things open up unto you. Go to Ephesians chapter 3. I will attempt to end here. Sometimes, you know, you'll be in there and you didn't even ask about it, and something happened. You'll be in that place, nothing, and you didn't really even, you didn't even barely even think about it, and it just came to pass. It was that quick. Faster than light. Most of the times that's not the way it is, right? Most of the times you're still struggling to get to that place. You're presenting your body. You're doing those things that you need to do. But it is there. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18. May be able to comprehend. Say comprehend.
Comprehend.
What do you use to comprehend stuff? If you came into a room, I said, oh, comprehend this. What would you use? Your finger? No, you'd use your mind. I comprehend with all the saints. What is the bread? What saints? All of them. Not just the ones here, all the saints, the ones that are up there. You understand? Comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. It's beyond knowledge. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Huh. Verse 20. Now, say now. Now unto him that is able. Meaning, so if you didn't go through some of the stuff before, he wouldn't be able to now, right? Now unto him that is able to do. Say do. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. Exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or what? What is he doing? He's doing things that we ask. He's doing things that we think. He's doing things beyond. Say beyond. Beyond. Beyond what we ask or think. When's he doing it? Now. Say now. Now. Now unto him that's able to do exceeding above all that we ask or think, according to his power that works in us. Are you getting this? His power is working in you as you sit and worship the Holy Ghost. What's happening? He's doing things above all you ask. What's asking? Asking involves you saying something, right? Usually you say something. That's how you walk with God.
Yeah, brother, you keep saying this is how you walk with God. Now you're saying how you walk with God is by thinking.
See, but you missed it. You walk with God in the earth by saying, but what you're saying is, I worship you, Holy Ghost. I didn't stop the saying part. You're still saying, I worship you, Holy Ghost. And as you say, I worship you, Holy Ghost, he begins to do things that you just thought about. I just thought about that, and it came to pass. Are you here? Well, I'm not telling you go to the end result, just think about things. I'm telling you there's a process, good, acceptable, and perfect, that you're transformed into. I thought about it and it came to pass. That's perfect thought. Are you getting this? Crossover power, the renewed mind. So we have crossover powers. I might have to go on this a little bit more. Crossover powers, I worship you, Holy Ghost, right? Crossover powers, faith, speaking faith, God-like faith. Crossover power, your name, right? Enoch was caught up, crossed over in his name. Amen. Right? Crossover power, the renewed mind. Are you gonna have a renewed mind when you get over the other side? I would hope so, right? What about over on this side? When you get over to the other side, you're going to be able to think things and have them come to pass? Most likely. What about over on this side? We've tasted of the powers of the world to come. You're tasting of that power. I hope you get it. When I think of myself, and this is what's happening, remember we started out with God's will, God praying his will for you, that you would prosper and be in health, right? Say, God's will for me,
God's will for me.
Is to prosper and be in health. Well, if I'm walking with him, that's what's going to happen. And different levels of that is going to happen. Are there different levels of prosperity? Are there different levels of health? Yes. We're all striving to go to the next level. So what I'm talking about here is the next level. Next level stuff. When I think of myself healthy and wealthy, I see you can picture yourself. Uh-oh, picture yourself. You know how squirrely people get with this. You picture yourself. What are you using when I picture yourself? My cell phone. No, you're picturing yourself with your mind. Picture it. Picture yourself. Say, picture myself.
Picture myself.
Picture yourself wealthy, right? Beyond where you are now, that's the point. Wealthy in the future. Picture yourself healthy. Say healthy.
Healthy,
healthy in the future. That's the image of you. That's crossover you. That's the renewed mind you. That's how you think about yourself. That's how I think about you. That's how God thinks about you. So if you're going to renew your mind to how God thinks about you, that his will is prosperity and health, how are you going to think about you? Right? Prosperous and healthy, no sickness and disease. Say, no sickness and disease.
No sickness and disease.
Can ever exist
in my body.
You picture that, you see that, you say that. When I think of myself healthy and wealthy, it opens a new door for me. It opens a new frontier for me. It opens a new future for me. If I'm picturing myself sick, my future's short. If I'm picturing myself without prosperity, you probably got till the end of the month. If I picture myself under, I can't be over. But when you picture yourself the head and not the tail, you picture yourself according to what God says, right? It opens to you a new future. It's a power of the world to come. And it works for me. It feels good. I engage God there. He engages me there. God who? God the Holy Ghost. His thoughts towards you, I won't have you turn there, his thoughts toward you are thoughts of prosperity, thoughts of peace, thoughts of health. If those are his thoughts, they should be your thoughts. And when you think those thoughts, it opens a door for you. I hope I'm getting this across. You got to take all the stuff I said before, but you got to, it opens a door for you. God can begin showing you, well, yeah, this is what I have for you. Well, I guess I am going to have to be more prosperous. Oh, yeah, I definitely got to be healthy to do that, because that's the future. I got to go there, right? Uh-huh. And then you worship the Holy Ghost, and you're thinking things, and they just come to pass. Thinking what thing? What do you think you're thinking, and they come to pass? Poverty? That's not going to come. God's not going to do that. He doesn't put a bandit hat on and go into your bank account, right? If you put a bandit hat on, you go into your bank account and add to it. Are you getting this? You walk with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. You walk with him into the future. Say, I walk
with
the Holy Ghost into the future. Powers of the world to come. You understand that? What about now? We're supposed to be tasting of those powers of the world to come. I hope that helps you out. Let me bless you, Holy Ghost. I thank you for these people who have joined us today. Let the powers of the world to come begin to flow on them, through them, and to them, and let them know you and walk with you and please you. In Jesus' name, amen.